Good evening, everyone. I'm Linor Mudu, and welcome to Health Chat. The World Health Organization says 285 million people are estimated to be visually impaired worldwide. 39 million are blind and 246 have low vision. About 90% of the world's visually impaired live in low-income settings. Cataracts remain the leading cause of blindness in middle and low-income countries. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye, leading to a decrease in vision. They may affect one or both eyes and often develop slowly. Now, the organization Help Me See is a global campaign to eliminate blindness caused by untreated cataract. For more on the subject and how it is being addressed, we are joined from New York by Jacob Mohantzatu, President and CEO of Help Me See, a global campaign to eliminate blindness caused by untreated cataract, as I mentioned earlier. Mr. Tzatu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Linnell.
So, first of all, let me get in your own word how you would explain what a cataract is.
Well, cataract is a condition that is caused due to clouding of the lens, as you said earlier. But it is a condition that you will get if you live long enough. The human natural lens inside the eye, which you are born with, will get tend to be clouded as your age advances. So you will see the trend regardless of race, nationality, region, doesn't matter where you live. If you are over 60 years old, the chances are that one out of every five will have cataract. And then if you are over 70 years old, chances are that three out of five may have cataract. And once you are 90s and above, four out of five will have cataract. That's the kind of human progression of that based on the age, how the lens will get clouded. So the only solution for cataract is the surgery. There is
okay.
No other solution at the moment.
Okay, and we'll talk more about solution, but just to understand it very clearly, what you're saying basically is it's unavoidable?
That is correct. And also, one more thing about children. I would say between three to six children are born with congenital cataracts. Three to six children out of every 10,000 live births. So that's another condition that is affecting the children. Here again, surgery is the only solution.
Congenital cataracts. So do we have an idea? I know you mentioned the fact that, first of all, it seems to be unavoidable. Age seems to be a factor as well. Now, congenital cataract, how can we understand that? Is there a specific cause?
Here again, it is a very standard incidence worldwide in congenital cataract too. The variation is between 3 to 6, depending on which part of the world, as I said. There are no particular reason for this, because some children are born with clouded eyes. And this is a natural incidence among the human race.
Okay. Now, speaking of the global incidence of cataract, are there regions where we see more people developing the disease, or it's equally globally? Maybe developing countries have more tendency of developing it earlier, or just it does not really matter?
Generally, it does not really matter. It's across the world, it's the same incidence rate for cataract blindness.
Okay. Now, let's talk about what the problem is when it starts developing. What are the signs and symptoms?
You will begin to see blurred vision to begin with, not being able to focus, and then slowly it deteriorates your visual acuity. Visual acuity is the chart that you see in an optometrist shop or an ophthalmologist clinic, where you can read from a distance of about 20 feet what you can read. So that's vision 20/20. Basically, if you have a 20/20 vision, you have perfect vision, but then you will see your vision deteriorating to 20 by 18, or 20 by 6, 20 by 3, and eventually, basically, you are completely blind. So that progression begins, and at a certain point of that progression, which we consider as 20 by 18, you're practically, you will not be able to drive a car or read or use a cell phone without the assistance of somebody else, or barely will be able to even walk around because your light perception becomes less and less. So our criteria is that if you have a vision of less than 20/16, then basically they should get immediate correction through cataract surgery.
And is there any pain associated with the development of cataract?
Yes, it is more than 60-70% of all blindness is related to cataract.
Okay. Is it painful when it develops?
No, not necessarily painful. It is never really painful. You basically lose the vision, and there is no pain. There is no other symptoms except you can't see. That's the only symptom.
And what type of exam or test should be done before it even gets to the critical point? I mean, is there a way to detect it early?
If you do a refraction test, generally you will know whether your eyesight is becoming poorer, which in the developed countries, people go when they have a little bit of blurry vision, they go to the optometrist or an ophthalmologist, and they can do the refraction and you will see. And nowadays, you even have applications on a cell phone that you can look at and test your own eyesight.
Really?
It will give you a reading. You know, it's becoming much easier to know your refractive capability, even using a cell phone app.
That's very interesting. Your organization, Help Me See, as I mentioned earlier, is working to eliminate blindness caused by untreated cataract. Tell us about how it all started with Help Me See.
It all started with our experience in aviation. We come from the aviation background where we train pilots using simulation. And when we needed a large number of pilots, particularly in the developed world today, the only way to train large number of pilots were by using simulation training, simulation-based training, because you could not send every pilot with a plane to the sky. And during the Second World War, the experience was that more than 50% of all the pilots enrolled to become pilots by really flying the plane died in the process of training. So we developed the simulators to train pilots to proficiency without ever taking the plane, and only taking the plane when they are qualified to do that. So we have more than 50 years of experience, 50 to 60 years of experience in scaling up training using advanced simulation technologies. And we are bringing the same technology into surgical training for cataract specialists so that we can train large number of surgeons to become cataract specialists in a very, very short time. And that's essentially the major technology that Help Me See is bringing to solving this problem.
Okay. So tell us about this training. What does it involve? How complex is it? And usually how long does it take for a specialist to go through the training?
First of all, we have taken a surgical procedure which is very manual, which is called manual small incision cataract surgery, which the tried, tested, and millions of surgeries have been done worldwide, that procedure, and then standardized it with standardized tools, with the standardized steps, as well as the standardized way of basically making sure that the right kind of lens is put into the eyes of every patient. So with that standardization, we have built a simulator which essentially simulates the entire surgery so that a surgeon can practice on virtual real eyes with the same sense that they will get in doing surgery on the real eyes. 300, 400 eyes, they can do the surgery and learn by doing the actual surgery. And once they qualify for that, under supervision, these surgeons are tested with senior surgeons in the presence of senior surgeons on their ability to do the actual surgery. And then we position them to deliver at least 1,500 surgeries per surgeon every year consistently so that they can provide a very affordable cost, high volume surgery in the most needed parts of the world. So that's what essentially we are trying to do, or what we are doing.
So up until now, how many surgeons have you trained?
We have about 240 surgeon partners at the moment, including in countries in Africa, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Senegal. We are just starting Madagascar, Togo, and Nigeria. So these were the initial countries that we started. And we have about 20 to 25 partners in the African continent. And we have a much larger group in the Asian continent. So the idea is, say, for example, Africa with a population of over about, say, 1.2 billion people, it's as much as the size of India or even close to China. Africa will need about 8,000 to 9,000 surgeons to be trained. So we have just begun that by specific countries and focusing on specific countries and specific populations so that we can reach to the scale to train 8,000 to 9,000 surgeons just in Africa. So that's where we are at the moment.
Okay. Very, very interesting program. And we definitely want to know more about it. And we will do so. We just have to take a short break. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Mr. Jacob Mohan Tazatu, who is the president and CEO of Help Me See. We will be right back. So don't go away.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us late tonight, we are discussing cataract and looking at an organization that is working to address this issue. My guest is Mr. Jacob Mohan Tazatu. He's president and CEO of Help Me See, a global campaign to eliminate blindness caused by untreated cataract. So, Mr. Tazatu, before the break, you talked about the fact that you were training several surgeons to be able to conduct these cataract surgeries. And you've worked in Africa, obviously, some of the countries, including Madagascar, Gambia, Togo. Tell us about what you are doing on the ground specifically. I know that you completed not long ago about 200,000 surgeries. Not long ago. Tell us more.
Yes. We have now close to about 220,000 surgeries worldwide, and we are continuing to increase it. In Africa alone, we have done close to 25,000 surgeries, and it is continuing to increase. The way that we do the surgical services program or campaign in Africa is by, first of all, identifying potential or existing cataract surgeons in communities. Like, say, for example, in Togo, we identified Dr. Abraham Wadame, who was only doing about 50 surgeries a year in his practice in the country. We took him and we trained him and worked with him for several months and then helped him to set up his clinic, the clinical practice in Togo, in Lomé, with obviously support from including local organizations who supported to set up his clinical practice. Mm-hmm. Today, he is doing close to 1,200 surgeries a year.
Wow.
And he is probably the only pediatric cataract surgeon in Togo. for a whole population of Togo's population of 4 to 5 million people. So that's the way that we do the identification and training of cataract specialists, identifying them from the communities itself, training them, and helping them to set up their clinic. And then one very innovative thing that we do, we identify by a population-based survey of every community that is covered within the clinic area with an app, which we call as Help Me See Reach app. Using that app, identify every single person who is affected by cataract blindness and connect them with the clinic through a cloud-based data distribution system. And then the patient is connected to the clinic, and then the patient goes to the clinic because we have the data of the patient already. And what we have also done is standardize the surgical kit with a pre-sterilized single-use kit, which is enabling us to reduce the cost significantly. And our ability is now we can deliver the surgery anywhere, including in Togo, for not more than $100 per surgery.
$100 per surgery.
And the same surgery will cost $3,500, $4,000 in the United States.
Wow. Now, the $100, is it something that the patient pays, or is it subsidized by government? What is the process?
We work with the local governments. We work with the local organizations to support the surgical practice setup and all the necessary equipment needed for the surgical setup. Mm-hmm. And we also do not turn away any patient. As I said, we do a population-based patient services assessment, and every single person who has cataract blindness will get served. If there are patients who cannot pay for at all because they have very limited means and they do not have any income, then they are not asked to pay any money, and Help Me See provides that funds to the local surgeon partner. And the idea is that the surgeon partner will always get paid for the surgery that they do, because they are professionals, they need to get paid a decent salary or wages, and they should have a very good life in their own setup as a professional. So we take care of any patient who cannot pay for themselves.
Now tell us about the process in terms of working in a country. How do you choose a country? What is the process? Where does it start? And what are some of the requirements that you need to see before you get into a country?
First and foremost is the government and local support. We require that we have a standing agreement with the government. So it starts with the process of identifying what's the extent of cataract blindness in a given country, what kind of local government support, both moral, legal, and financial support, too, which is essential to get this, get the process of elimination of cataract blindness in that country. And probably simultaneously, we also look at the number of cataract surgeons needed in the country based on the incidence of cataract blindness in the country and where it is located, where is the kind of geographic concentration. And based on that, we identify the surgeon partners, because one of the biggest problems, particularly in Africa, is that the qualified and good surgeons are all based in the cities, and there is nobody taking care of the rural and the poor.
Yes.
So there is a huge distribution issue. Like in a country like Gambia or a country like Senegal, 80-90% of all the well-organized clinics in cataract surgery are based in the city. Who is taking care of the blind in the rural areas? And it is not realistic to expect someone to travel 200, 300 miles to the capital city in order to get the treatment. So we identify the surgical trainees in those communities. So that goes simultaneously. And once we do that, we have our technical team who goes out, which includes very top cataract surgeons in the world who assess the skills and give the local surgeons the training that is needed. And then they graduate with the established proficiency for cataract surgery. And then they become surgeon partners for Help Me See, and then the surgical program starts.
Okay. Now, in an average, how long would you say the process takes? Everything you described?
Everything described, we are trying to shorten the time all the time. We call it as ab initio training, assuming that the local surgeon identified, and this is the case in many cases, they have the surgical degree or certificate, but they don't know how to do the surgery. So what we do is that we take those surgeons, and if we consider them as ab initio, which means that assuming that they don't know anything, it takes about 4 months for the training. Maximum of about 2 months to do the live surgical practice under supervision. So in about 6 months, they are ready to start live surgeries as a test case for the first 100 surgeries, which we directly supervise. And then once they're doing the surgeries well, they're on their way. And in the first year itself, they are capable of doing at least 500 to 600 surgeries, because in order to keep their proficiency current, we expect them to do a good number of surgeries every day. Otherwise, they will lose the skill.
So what has been your experience in terms of getting through the government's process, government support process? You talked about 4 months on average for the training for surgery. What about before even getting to the training, going through all the loopholes and this process with getting government support and other aspects prior to the actual training? What has been your experience in terms of how long it takes?
Well, I think on the basic level, you will know, and I know, nobody will say somebody who is poor and blind should not get sighted. So all the governments are very supportive in eliminating blindness.
Yes.
The catch comes basically when it comes to the agreements on surgical supplies and getting the pre-sterilized single-use kits to the various country locations. That becomes a problem for one simple reason, because most of the African countries do not have adequate local manufacturing of the surgical tools or the surgical supplies, and when they import, it is very expensive. So we insist, because HealthMeC got, as I said, the surgical FACO kit, as we call it. It's a pre-sterilized single-use kit. We talk to the governments and tell them, look, we are not here for making money. It is not for sale, but they need to allow duty-free, taxes-free passage into the country. That takes much longer time, because then it becomes an issue of discussion between the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Finance, and you know how it goes. So that's where the bottleneck happens. If the governments in Africa, if they invite us, nobody will say blindness should not be cured. Everybody is together on that. Mm-hmm. But if they can also provide us with the support in terms of duty-free access, tax-free access for the surgical kits, which are not for sale, which is available for any surgeon who is a surgeon partner for us to deliver low-cost, high-quality surgery, then if they can agree to that, we can expand much faster. And that process sometimes takes about 8-9 months.
Okay. All right. That's very, very good to know. Now, coming back to the actual surgery itself, how long is the surgery and how long is the recovery process?
Excellent question. The surgery itself in the hands of a trained surgeon, and I have seen it personally myself even in Dakar, in the Aristide Ledantec Hospital in Dakar, in the hands of a qualified trained surgeon by us, the surgery shouldn't take anything more than between 2 minutes to 4 minutes.
Okay.
That's all what it takes. It's
wow.
Sutureless, and it's a very quick surgery in the hands of an efficient surgeon. And the recovery time is barely 4 or 5 hours at the most. There is very little post-surgical treatment that is needed, because we control infection very carefully by using intra-operative antibiotics and so on and so forth. Our infection rates are very, very low, if not zero. And the patient should be able to see within about 4 hours. Now, we request them to keep the patches on for about maybe up to 24 hours. So that's the maximum that they need to keep the patches on, and they can see immediately.
Wow.
And the sight is transformative. You know, you can imagine somebody living as a blind person, even 90 or 100-year-old man or woman, the moment they get the sight, they light up, and their life becomes a completely new experience for them.
It's incredible. So in a case where the person has cataract on both eyes, do you operate both eyes at the same time, or you do one at a time?
At the moment, we are generally doing one at a time, even though because of the use of the pre-sterilized single-use kits, and as long as we use single-use kits on eyes, two separate eyes as two separate kits, we can do simultaneous bilateral surgeries. We are doing quite a bit of research into that and how can we do that as standard practice and make life easier for the rural folks, rural men and women who travel to get their surgeries to get this done in one sitting. So it is not a widely accepted practice yet, but we are working on it.
Is this the surgery that you provide, is it the same basic, is it a standard surgery for cataract, or is yours something specific?
There are only two forms. One is a phaco emulsification process, where there is a fairly expensive equipment that is needed with electrical power, everything fitted to that, where you use ultrasound to emulsify the hard cataract inside the eye. And then you emulsify that lens and remove that and put a new lens in. That's called phaco emulsification. The other procedure is you don't need any equipment. You only need the Help Me See surgical phaco kit and just use those tools. There are about 12 tools that need to be used in order to do the surgery in the 4 minutes procedure that I talked about. And you make a small incision of not more than 5.5 to 6 millimeters incision and take the old lens out, put a new lens in, and that can be performed anywhere. You don't need electricity. You don't need all the paraphernalia that is needed for a big clinic. It can be done anywhere. And that surgery, both surgeries, the outcomes are very similar and equally good results.
Okay. Now, tell us about some lessons learned or positive stories that you can share with us, maybe one or two that really touched you in terms of, because giving a sight, eyesight to someone, it's really life-changing. It's a gift of life, really, because to be able to go from blindness to seeing, it's incredible. So what keeps you going? What kind of changes have you seen among perhaps one or two people that really gets your organization going?
Well, I can tell you a very live example that I saw when I was in Dakar a year ago in Aristide Atlantic. A mother came with the son and daughter. Mother was blind in both eyes. The daughter had to stay back home to take care of her and lost her employment. And it was only the son who was working, and they didn't have enough money. And they traveled probably about 100 miles to Dakar City to get the surgery done. And because they didn't have enough money, they had to borrow $200 from the church to pay for the surgery and come and get the surgery done. And I spoke to this woman, and she was ecstatic when she got the sight back. And even more, the daughter said, look, I can now go back to work, and I can even pay the loan that I took from the church back to the church.
Wow.
You know,
It's amazing to see. The mother can see, the daughter can be productive in terms of earning some money and living her own life. This is incredible. Mr. Tazatu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of Health Chat. We thank our guests, Jacob Mohan Tazatu, President and CEO of Help Me See, a global campaign to eliminate blindness caused by untreated cataract. For more on today's show, log on to our website at voanews.com/health. I'm your host, Lenore Moudou, in Washington, D.C., with producer Jackson Vongani. Until next time, take care, be well, and strive to make every day a healthy day.